Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. We must, the Bible records, therefore we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. My dear brothers and sisters, there's a cautionary word that the writer of Hebrew gives to the church, that what we have heard, the foundational principles of faith that we have heard, we are called to stand on that. We must constantly reaffirm our scriptural foundations. And what are these foundational truths on which the Church of Jesus Christ is built? Right? So few things that I would enumerate to you is, number one, the infallibility of the Bible. Number two, Christ's virgin birth. Number three, his sinless life. Number four, his atoning death. Number five, his bodily resurrection and mediatory work on our behalf, right? Number six, our need to be saved. Number seven, baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And number nine, and the commission to carry the gospel to the four corners of the earth and announce the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ to rule and to reign. These are the truths which are non-negotiable. And you may say, but won't we come across as being narrow-minded? Well, I would say the law of gravity is narrow-minded. The law of mathematics is narrow-minded. Paul was narrow-minded. The Bible says, but even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:8 talks about that. My dear brothers and sisters, cancer begins with one unidentified, unchecked cell, but it can destroy your whole body. That is why Jude writes, contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Jude chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Note the words, the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, right? So our methods of reaching the world may change, but our message must never change. You say, but aren't we supposed to love everybody? Yes, sir, we do. And that's why we must never compromise on God's word. Hallelujah. Because the word of God is the power of salvation for them, those who believe. Amen. It's important that we stand firm on our faith, stand firm on the Holy Bible, and preach the gospel undauntedly, unashamedly, and trusting God to do a mighty miracle through your life in saving many souls for Jesus Christ. When you stand firm for the truth, people will come to ask you of your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. You are a God who never fails, never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Your word never changes. The corridors of heaven may change and may not be there. But Lord, your word will never change. Not even a tittle of your word, not even a dot or a comma or a semicolon of your word will ever change. Because, Lord God Almighty, you have magnified your word even above your own name. And we thank you for that, God. Today, I pray that we will be men and women of faith. We will contend for our faith, fight for our faith. Lord God Almighty, we'll tear down our enemies in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that our enemies are not human beings. The enemy is the devil and the seducer who comes to seduce and to deceive the body of Christ. Lord, we take authority over him right now in Jesus' name. We destroy every work of Satan in the mighty name of the Lord. And I pray that the pure word of God will keep your church preserved, protected, prospering under the holy care of Jesus. Lord, we thank you and we bless you. This morning, I lift up your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, running the errands for the day. I bless them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will preserve them, O Lord. Hallelujah. You will grant them favor in their workplaces, O Father. And I pray that you are the glory and the lifter of their head. And Lord, you will honor them and be with them and uphold them with your righteous hand. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Thank you, Jesus. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.